time for the newspapers. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. And the door opens to a penalty rate shift. That's the Australian news, because the Coalition is setting sights on awards, urging the Fair Work Commission to consider sweeping change. But it's the misrepresentation of pay and penalty rates at just one worksite, SPC Ardmona, that leads The Age. SPC backlash, Abbott and Hockey accused of industrial lies. PM blackened workers, says the local Liberal MP, Dr. Sharman Stone. And then there's the Commonwealth budget and the Financial Review. Hockey lays the ground for cuts. The Treasurer signals an early release of the Commission of Audit findings. And in the Daily Telegraph, up, up and away. After 30 years of posturing, Cabinet set to sign off next week on a second Sydney airport at Badgerys Creek. Looking at the markets, well, Bill Gates has stepped down as the chairman of Microsoft. Also, the engineering executive, Satya Nadella, will replace Steve Ballmer as CEO. Microsoft is up a third of 1% so far in the day's trade. Mixed results generally, though, which is probably an improvement on the terrible torrid time of late. Frankfurt down 0.6%, London down a quarter of 1%, Paris up a quarter of a percent, and the US mid-trade a positive session at least. A Dow up 0.5%, the S&P 500 up 0.75%, the Nasdaq up a full 1%.
On you, James. Thank you very much.